All right, welcome everybody to today's stock market update. Still live from Cancun. Today is Thursday, February the 10th, and there's a lot going on. Yesterday, the markets finished higher, anticipating this morning's CPI, and then the CPI came out, and boy, the markets are moving. So we're going to talk about this. We had some interesting moves from Disney, from Uber after they reported earnings, and also from Twilio, Mattel, MGM Resorts. So we have a lot to talk about today. And if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports, and then we compile the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here and you're a little bit overwhelmed, that is okay, no worries. We have a special video just for you that I'll link to in the description. And that's a great place to get started. Now, before we take a look at the CPI and what happens in the markets, let's quickly take a look at what happened yesterday, Mark, because yesterday the markets were kind of excited going into today.
Yeah, a bit of a surprise, but on some good earnings, the major indices opened higher and continued to drift higher throughout the day, closing near session highs.
Yeah, I mean, the S&P up 1.5% yesterday, the NASDAQ yesterday, I mean, getting really excited about CPI data today, up 2%, more than 2% yesterday.
Yeah, expected things to be a little more quiet with CPI data on the horizon, but that wasn't the case. Nice close, nice finish, and up 1% plus for the indices.
All right. Now, the main question is, so what happened this morning? The CPI data coming in, drum roll, and here we go. So let's talk about the CPI data.
Yeah, so inflation hotter than expected. It's getting a little hot here. Up 0.6%. CPI was up 0.6%. Core CPI up 0.6%. Now, this means that year over year, or over the past year, inflation has risen 7.5%. And so that's more than expected. It's the highest since 1982.
Okay, so before we look at how the markets are reacting to this, let's dissect it a little bit, because there's multiple layers to this inflation. So what is really driving this the cost of living right now?
Well, you know, there are a few things, but we see that on a percentage basis, fuel rose the most in January, surging 9.5% as part of a 46.5% year-over-year increase. So energy costs overall were up 0.9% for the month, but that's 27% on the year.
Yeah, I mean, no surprise. I mean, crude oil is trading at the highest level, what did we say, since 2017 or something like this, so in 5 years. So crude oil well above 90 recently, this morning pulling a little bit back to $89 a barrel, but yeah, that's still pretty, pretty high. Well, what about the used vehicle cost? Because this was one of the things that was just crazy. I mean, You could not buy used vehicles.
Yeah.
Basically sell your car for more than you bought it a year or 2 years ago.
I mean, it's been absolutely crazy. We've never seen anything like it. And this was one of the biggest inflation contributors since the spring of 2021, when we really started to see this have an impact on vehicles. And it was flat for new models, up 1.5% for used cars and trucks in January. But over the last 12 months, new cars have risen 12.2% and used have been up 40.5%.
Okay, that's so crazy. Okay, now if you're stripping out the gas and groceries, this is where we get to the core CPI. So what about the core CPI? How did that do?
Sure, so core CPI has increased 6% compared to an estimate of 5.9%. So just a little bit higher there, but these are still high levels for sure.
Good, and then last part here, shelter costs, which is rent, mortgages. So how are we looking there?
Sure, so this increased 0.3% on the month, and this is actually the smallest gain since August of 2021. Slightly below December's increase. So it's still elevated, up 4.4% over the past year, but it's slowing down a little bit, it looks like.
All right, so let's take a look at the futures market and see what the futures markets think about this since the markets are still closed. And oh boy, they didn't like it at all. So, I mean, the evening S&P here dropping right now down 1.3%, the NASDAQ down more than 2%, pretty much erasing all of the gains from yesterday and still dropping here as we are recording this.
Yeah, we're seeing it. We had this initial reaction and a quick sell-off, and it kind of stabilized for a little bit, but now it looks like we're making new session lows as we get closer to the open.
All right, so let's talk about this for a moment. Why is this happening? And this is everything to do with interest rates, right? I mean, we know that the Fed has already said, okay, we're worrying about inflation, we got to do something. And this morning, right before the CPI, there was a 25% chance that we will see a rate hike in March to 0.5 percentage point. And take a look at this. I just pulled this up. Now it's wow. almost a 50-50 chance wow. that the Fed will be super aggressive in, as you can see, if you're looking here, in 34 days, so in just over a month. And now market participants are expecting that they are raising interest rates by 0.5% and not only 0.25%. And that's what's tanking the markets here right now.
Yeah, because the Fed, with the tools that they have available, raising interest rates is how they combat higher prices and inflation. And with a hotter reading, now that's it's definitely on the table.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that I found super interesting this morning, Mark, because we know that over the past few years, some people said that cryptocurrencies, I mean, they're like the safe haven. I mean, this is where you can hedge against inflation, right? Was it that they say, well, instead of gold, forget about gold, use cryptocurrencies as a hedge?
Yeah, and I saw that there was a note from Bank of America, and they said that there's basically zero correlation between gold and cryptos. And actually, cryptos, their correlation with stocks is at an all-time high. So they're yeah. moving more with stocks than ever.
So let's look at this, Bitcoin. I mean, moving pretty much exactly here, like the NASDAQ. Look at this. And also, I mean, Ethereum, if you're looking like this. So, I mean, this just shows it's super highly correlated, right? And there's no longer this safe haven.
Yeah.
You can take a quick look here at gold this morning to see what gold is doing here. Also, super interesting. Gold, we are looking at gold futures here. Initially on the data, a drop. And this is where you would think, well, I thought that gold is the inflation hedge.
Yeah, I mean, this should be gold's moment, right? This is what gold is waited for. It's the, you know, the Olympics, they're ready to go. And
the moment to shine in.
Yeah.
Gold is not shining at all. Okay. So it will be super interesting going into trading today. And we have been actually looking forward to a down day
pretty much
all week. Because if you look at this, when we have these up days that we had in the S&P, let me just switch back to a daily chart. I mean, this is great for selling calls, and this is what we did. And now we want to sell some puts, and this is where we are looking forward to a down day. So this will be good.
Agreed.
All right. But we also had huge earnings today. I mean, they're a little bit in the background right now because, I mean, everybody was focused on the CPI data. But everybody was looking at Disney and seeing what Disney is doing, how they're doing. And huge jump here, up 6.5% in pre-market trading, considering that the market is selling off right now.
Yeah, pre-market, they were up about 8% or more. So it's come back a little bit, but up 6.5% is still really huge. And it's because Disney really reported some solid earnings. They reported a quarterly earnings beat. They added 11.8 million Disney Plus subscribers. 7 million was the consensus, so
all right,
much
let's just
better.
Stop there, right there, because this is where Netflix, I mean, if you look at Netflix, this is where Netflix was tumbling,
yep.
right? Because they were not able to increase the subscribers. They were kind of short of the estimates, right? And this
yeah.
is where we had this huge drop. And on this day, Disney dropped as well because everybody thought, if this hits Netflix,
could be a trend.
It could actually hit Disney. But Disney said, yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, that's impressive. So they've reached 129.8 million paying users at the end of the holiday quarter. And their CEO says, we are more confident than ever in the platform. Now, what caught me off guard, and I was a little surprised about, they also saw an all-time high revenue at its theme parks.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's higher than pre-pandemic.
I mean,
it has doubled, and it is now higher than pre-pandemic levels. So it means that people are ready to get back into the theme parks.
Yeah, so they said that their theme parks, experiences, and consumer products division doubled over the prior year to reach $7.2 billion, exceeding pre-pandemic levels.
Yeah. So, I mean, two completely different companies here. Netflix struggling, Disney knocking it out of the park. Because
yeah.
they have these these two things, right? I mean, they have revenue streams, multiple revenue streams. And I mean, if both are doing good, this is where investors are getting really, really excited.
Sure, sure.
I'm talking about here, brother and sister and I mean, Uber and Lyft. So, I mean, yesterday, Lyft reported earnings, and I mean, they were moving higher, even though they reported that they have less users on the platform.
Yes, yes. And now Uber has reported, and they're up over 5% pre-market. They reported a revenue beat and a bounce back from Omicron-related challenges. Revenue jumped 83% as the platform recorded the most active users ever, and boosting gains in deliveries.
And that's the point we talked about this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the difference between Uber and Lyft during the pandemic, Uber doubled and tripled down on deliveries, right? I mean, and all sorts of deliveries. I mean, you can have everything delivered. You have Uber Eats, you have Uber groceries, you have Uber packages that you can have delivered, like Uber courier services. So I don't think that Lyft is offering it, and it seems to pay off really nicely for Uber to have this diversification, because as I said, I mean, most active users, but mainly contributed by deliveries.
Yeah, I've ran into restaurants in my area that actually have to stop Uber deliveries because they're overwhelmed by them. You know, there's so many people using the platform.
Crazy. Okay, Mattel.
Yeah.
Also reported earnings, and I mean, up 9%. And again, keep in mind that right now markets are selling off. I mean, if I'm looking at, if you're looking very quickly here at the NASDAQ, NASDAQ is down 2%.
Yeah.
And so Mattel still being up, what?
Yeah, almost
8%. 8%. It's like crazy. So they reported earnings.
Yeah, they reported a profit of 53 cents a share. The estimate was 30 cents. So a huge increase or beat there. Revenue was also better, topping analysts' expectations.
All right. Twilio. Let's talk about double digit moves again. I mean, they were up more than 20%, still up 14%. And here we're talking about a tech company. So, I mean, as the NASDAQ is plummeting, you would think that they would also be dragged down, but nope, they're up 14%.
Looking strong. They reported a revenue beat and better than expected quarterly guidance. Fourth quarter revenue was almost 10% higher than expected.
All right. Datadog, DDog, another company reporting earnings, and I mean, they were up 15% earlier. They're still up almost 10%, 9.65% in pre-market trading.
Yeah, so better than expected profit and revenue for the quarter, and traders are loving it.
Right. Okay, Coca-Cola, we talked about this. Coca-Cola important because it will also give us an indication of whether are people going back into sports venues, into bars, into restaurants, right? Because this is where Coca-Cola makes a lot of their revenue.
Absolutely. And they reported revenue and earnings that was better than expected. So before the CPI data, the Dow was up because of it. Their profit in the fourth quarter was 45 cents, and they made $9.46 billion in revenue. But the company did issue weaker than expected, and a weaker than expected outlook, predicting higher inflation would continue as a drag on earnings throughout 2022.
All right. MGM, also super interesting results here from MGM.
Yeah, so they are up. Oh, no, they went negative. Down. They went negative with the CPI data, it looks like, because they were up over 3%. They reported a beat on top and bottom line, so better than expected earnings, better than expected revenue. The company said its Las Vegas Strip resort saw an occupancy rate of 86% during the quarter, compared with a 38% occupancy during the same period a year earlier.
Well, so especially with today's data, what do we see, right? I mean, Disney, okay, subscribers still added, and people are going back to the theme parks. Coca-Cola reporting better than expected earnings. We have MGM reporting better. So it seems that the economy is strong and inflation is weighing heavily on it.
Yeah.
And this is right now the core focus because, I mean, earnings were kind of a mixed bag and we sure have volatility. These double-digit gains and losses that we have seen, I mean, we haven't seen that in a while.
No, and I did see, I read somewhere, there were three terms, and one was inflation, one was one was supply chains, and then there was one other term I can't remember, but they were looking at what has been said in these earnings calls, and those words were up 71%, or they were in 71% of all earnings calls, where just a year earlier it was only 38%. So you hear that these terms coming up, they are being a bigger issue when it comes to earnings, of course.
Well, but if you talk about supply chain issues, many said right now that supply chain issues are no longer a problem. So if you only look at the word cloud, it's probably a little bit misleading, right, when you hear people saying
that. I guess they could say inflation is not a problem too, but I doubt that.
All right. All right. Let's take another quick look here at the pre-market trading of the futures to see, get a gauge of when we open in 15 minutes. NASDAQ still down 2%. I mean, initially it has found a bottom, but then another slide. So we'll see how we head into the open. And we'll see what when the stock markets open, how they will digest the news, whether there will be a bounce back and they're looking at the good news from all these earnings reports, or they say, inflation is bad. E-mini S&P still down 1.3%. Dow hanging in there, but also down 0.75%.
Yeah, and again, it looks a little scary, but this could be a fun one for us.
This would be a great one. Okay. Yep. Talking about this, we need to get ready. Let's trade together.
Sounds good.
Let's trade a little bit. Okay. You have a great rest of your day. So tomorrow there will be no stock market update because Mark and I decided to just enjoy a day here in Cancun. Okay, but we'll see you back on Monday. Oh, and this afternoon in Coffee with Marcus. Tune in and have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.